SBS Radio.
Peter, tell us exactly what's happening here. It's a big moment for the local community.
Yes, yeah. Our Aboriginal community and our non-Indigenous friends are all here for Big Mob Cook-Up. We have a big feed once a month, and all our community volunteers share food together.
What does that mean today in today's Australia to be able to do this? And how important is this?
It's really important for Aboriginal mob to come together, and it's a fantastic opportunity to share culture with non-Indigenous Australian people too.
Tell us about this place. What does it actually mean for and how far do you reach?
Our name is Willem Moraine, which means home or place by the sea in the local Bunwurrung language. And we attract people from across the Mornington Peninsula and to Frankston and beyond, probably an area of about 40 kilometres. And we have a number of Aboriginal community members, 380 adult members, and by extension through kin and families, probably about 1,200. And we also have non-Indigenous associate members, 550 of those, and by extension about 2,500 to 3,000 members. So we're a really big community organisation, and we love sharing our story with the outside world.
Why around food?
Why around food? Well, food always brings people together, you know. And it's just great to sit down and share. You can see outside people have been working quite hard this morning doing various community projects. So it's a nice pause in the day to come together and eat and talk and yarn.
How big is the place? And tell us the story, how it came about.
It's our Aboriginal gathering place is on a 3-hectare area in Hastings. And we've been here now for 5 years, and it was originally a dump site, a shire dump site covered in roadfill. It was smoothed out and these little buildings were placed on it, and we had a little bit of remnant bushland which we burnt systematically over the first year and a half, and subsequently have been replanting with very local Indigenous plants, and we use those plants to tell the story of Aboriginal connection to nature. But it's a place that's a place of belonging and connection for Aboriginal people, and a place of healing and cultural strengthening.
I can see there's a general friendly chaos. Is that always like this?
Yes. Well, I think today with a film crew in the place, you know, that adds a little bit of extra to the chaos, as you say.
But for you, where to from now? You know, this you said it's been 5 years. What's the aim of a place like this one?
Well, we would just like to continue engaging with Aboriginal people, increasing our membership and our families. We run programs throughout the week, culture-based programs for little children, for mothers, for fathers, men and women, teenagers. And then we run events on the weekends that are open oftentimes to the broader non-Indigenous community, and we celebrate all the key Indigenous calendar events such as Reconciliation Week, NAIDOC Week and so on.
The important bit as well of this is you welcome non-Indigenous people, so it's about sharing, it's about meeting on this place.
Yes, we regard ourselves as a destination for reconciliation. There's a lot of work to be done in Australia around black-white relations, and to improve our country and make it, to honestly look at what's gone on in the past, the impacts of colonisation and assimilation, but also to work together for a fairer and more equitable country, and a country we can all be proud of. First Australians, honoured by settler Australia, and all of us sharing this country.
You were mentioning before that you've learned French a little bit, so I'm not going to ask you to speak French, but you learned French before you learned your own language. Are those things changing in 21st century Australia?
To some extent they are, you know. Yeah, there's a bit of an exquisite irony that I, for most of my life, knew more French than I knew in my language, Jandai. From my people, Noongar people from Stradbroke Island off the coast of Queensland. But, education's key. You know, education has failed all Australians, Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal, because the true story of what's happened to Aboriginal people, and I guess the the destruction of our culture and cultural knowledge, and what needs to be rebuilt. I believe that every kid in Australia should learn the local Aboriginal language of the country they live on.
Yeah, absolutely. And one last question. You mentioned the kids. It's important to see kids running around in a place like this.
Yeah, Aboriginal, the words we use for babies is borais and bububs for kids. We love, in traditional Aboriginal culture, everyone was all together all the time. And children, learning, and teenagers and adults and our elders are all together sharing and closely connected.
We can hear the food is ready. It's time for you to go.
Thanks very much.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.